Mythic grit.
Set your sights and set them high, for feeling easy, feeling oh so right, up in old
Good morning.
Hello. This is Rocky Mountain Jams, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes.
I'm Megan.
I'm Allison.
And
welcome back.
Yeah.
From Thanksgiving break.
Yeah.
The theme of this show today is Colorado, because if you don't know already,
we are from Colorado.
Yes, and we both just went home and over break, and it was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling a little nostalgic already.
Yep.
So that last song was Old Ojai by Josh Dillard, who is a Denver-based artist, and first found out about him on Colorado Public Radio, or CPR. AKA another life-saving technique, if necessary, right? CPR?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like NPR, but local.
But local, yep.
So they ask for more donations. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Let's
play another song.
Play another song.
All right.
This one is 40 Miles from Denver by Yonder Mountain.
Yonder Mountain String Band.
String Band. Let's do it.
Should've known better, and I can't feel no remorse, and you don't feel nothing bad. I got a new girl. Top. And I
been on my mind, girl, since the flood. Oh, Ophelia, heaven help a fool who falls in love. I got a little paycheck, you got a big plan, and you got to move, and I
That last song was Ophelia by the Lumineers, who is a Denver-based artist. Yeah. So the Lumineers apparently started in Brooklyn, but had a really tough time making it in the music scene there. So then they relocated, or considered relocating, to London, then Philly, then Boston, and then finally settled on Denver. And I just learned this now.
Yep.
Yeah, because...
I had a friend whose cousin was dating someone in the band.
Whoa.
I think it was the girl... There's one girl in the band, right?
Yeah.
Things I don't know. Yeah. Well, he was dating her, and so my friend got free tickets every time the Lumineers were in Denver. That's and it made crazy. Me really mad.
They were just at Red Rocks over the past summer, mm-hmm. and my sister really wanted me to go, but I did not go.
Why not?
I don't know. I think I was busy or... I don't know, it was probably already sold out, because mm-hmm. it's a very popular band, especially
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The girl in the band was originally going to become a teacher, and then found an ad on Craigslist to become a cellist for this band. And now she's, like, a part of one of the most, like, successful indie rock, I don't know if this is indie rock, but, like, indie bands mm-hmm. in the world, which is nuts.
That's crazy. Craigslist.
Crazy. Those poor children missed out on a teacher, though.
But then everyone got to experience her as a cellist, so I feel
that's true.
Like, her influence is more widespread now.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
But what about our education?
Yeah. True.
All right.
Okay, next song.
Next we're playing Down in the Valley by The Head and the Heart, who I saw at Red Rocks, fun fact. All right, anyways.
Wish I was a slave to an age-old trade, like riding around on rail cars and working long days. Lord, have mercy on my rough and rowdy ways. Lord, have mercy on my rough and rowdy ways. Start with the grin.
I am on my way back to where I started. Places I will always go. So I wish I was a slave to an age-old trade. Lord, have mercy on my rough and rowdy ways.
Okay, so that was a song called Colfax Avenue by the Eclectic Orchestra and just the Eclectic Orchestra. Yeah. really quality musical achievements of our day.
Colfax is the longest street
in the U.S. Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite place on Colfax?
Isn't Twist and Shout on Colfax?
Yeah.
Yep.
Great.
There you go.
Twist and Shout is a record store, right?
Mm-hmm.
Music.
Yep.
Related store. Yeah.
Yeah. There's also, what about you?
I don't know. I asked the question, but I don't have an answer. There's a lot of cool, like, music venues.
Music, yep. And
Fillmore.
Also a lot of dispensaries, but that's
lots
fine.
Lots of dispensaries. Voodoo Donuts is there, too.
Voodoo Donuts.
Which I've only been to one time.
Me
and,
too.
Like, honestly didn't have the best experience, but...
What happened?
It wasn't, like... The donut just, like, wasn't up to my expectations.
The donuts, like, aren't that good.
Yeah.
It's, like...
It's just the fact
it's more
that
the experience,
like,
than,
yeah,
like,
that's true.
The quality of food you're eating.
Yeah, I think I went in with my expectations too high because I went, like, later than everyone else, and there was this big hype over Voodoo Donuts.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I went with... I had a friend whose dad worked, like, near the art museum, which is kind of remotely close.
I have no idea.
I don't know. I can't, like, picture the geography, but, like, it was close, and so he took us there.
That's cool.
And then Siri and I went once.
Nice.
Shout out to Siri.
Shout out to Siri. A quiet shout out to Siri.
But yeah.
Yeah.
And then the song before that was...
Down in the Valley by the Head and the Heart, who I saw at Red Rocks, but I didn't actually get to see this particular song because I went with my best friend from home, Renesti. Shout out to you. and... I went with, like, one of her friends from high school, who I didn't know at the time, because he was driving us up there. And...
Who?
Jason. He went to Overland. Shout out to Jason, now that you're listening to this. Or that we, like, keep in touch. But anyways. Yeah, we... He made us leave before this song came on, because he was worried about traffic. Like, for good reason, because Red Rocks is a very crowded place after a concert. But yeah. Didn't actually get to see this one live, but we heard it from, like, the bottom of Red Rocks, like, near the parking lot.
It's the worst.
It is kind of the worst, but
yeah.
Yep.
What concert did I miss? I missed the name of the band is New Politics. They opened for Fall Out Boy and Paramore at
nice.
Red Rocks.
Nice.
And we missed the entire opening show because we were stuck in, like, the line to get in was so long. But we could hear the entire concert, like, 100 feet away. But
and they're, like, very entertaining people to watch, too. So
yeah, no, they're good. It's okay. That was one of three times I've seen them live. So it was okay. Not even on purpose. Just
like,
they're
by
always
chance.
There.
They are kind of, like, always there.
Yeah. But they are fun to see live. They do, like,
they
flips and
live. Yeah, the lead singer is a fun dude.
He's cool.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Sweet. You want to do this?
Sure. So here's a PSA for your day. if you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up.
I should do that.
I should do that too, but I don't.
I might do that.
Sweet. Now that we've covered that, we're going to play some Arcade Fire with the Suburbs.
Alone to drive, and you told me we'd never survive. everything was falling through, that everyone I knew was waiting on a cue to turn and run when all I needed.
So that song was Over My Head, Cable Car by The Fray.
Mm-hmm. And before that was The Suburbs by Arcade Fire.
Yeah. I put that one on there because, I don't know, when I think of Denver, I think of, like, suburbs, even though I know that that's not necessarily true. But, like, where we live is, like, very suburban.
Aggressively suburban.
Aggressively suburban. And I feel like most of, like, my life before college was just, like, suburban shenanigans. Like, doing, like, stupid stuff in, like, friends' basements and, like, driving around. Yeah.
Yep.
Stealing street signs. Things like that.
You did that. I never
no,
did that.
No, but I wanted to do that. Because there's a sign right by, like, the King Supers that says, mm-hmm. It's, like, Tufts Ave, and I really want to take it. You want to go with me, maybe?
Yeah, this cool. Summer.
Sweet.
Cause
I feel like we gotta go at like 4 a.m. though if we're mm-hmm. gonna do it.
There's also like that street runs a ways and you can like run into Tufts Ave like farther away where the sign isn't 30 feet off the ground. You know, like the one.
Oh, yep.
What are you? I'm trying to think of the King Supers you're talking about.
The one you're Greek.
Okay, yeah. Like, the farther you get, they turn into just, like, little street signs that aren't monitored.
Right. So easy to steal.
Perfect.
Let's do it.
Glad we're talking about this on public radio.
Greenwood Village, please try to get me.
Yeah. And then The Fray is a Colorado band, for those of you who didn't know.
Yeah. I did my presentation on them in, like, fifth grade.
Your car's presentation?
Yeah. And Mr. Smith was like, think of something unique. Like, what has this band done that not that many other bands have done? And I couldn't think of anything, so I was like, they played at Red Rocks, which a lot of bands have.
Mr. Smith was a stressful person to grow up with.
He was.
Our music teacher... I'm trying to think of something nice to balance it out. If he liked you, he was a really good experience, like, yeah. All his class and, like, the musicals and stuff. If he didn't, or if he didn't care about you, then, like, you were just, like, filling up space in his life, and he wanted you out. I don't know.
Great. Oh, what a great way to treat people. Just, like, you're just, like, filling up space. Please exit my life.
Actually... I don't know. Yeah.
No, that's true, though.
I don't know what stories are... He's now married to the gym teacher at our elementary and middle school. I really hope no one from Challenge affiliate is, like, listening.
Considering we have four listeners, no, I highly, highly doubt that. But if you are, well, don't tell Mr. Smith.
That we're talking about him in public. Actually, we'll call him by an alias from now on.
Yeah, it's That was the alias. His name actually isn't Mr. Smith.
Yeah. Well... So, it was kind of, like, the biggest scandal, I think, that has ever hit Challenge.
Yeah.
All right, so we went to a K-8 school called the Challenge School, and Mr. Smith had a loving wife, and Miss Brown also... that's her alias. Now they're both covered. Had a loving husband. They were, like, well married for, like, many years, and then all of a sudden they weren't, and then they were married to each other. And there was, like, the time period, like, the mourning period that, like, should follow a divorce, yeah. And then the period that leads into a marriage very definitely overlapped. Actually, like, overlapped pre-divorce. And I don't know. Like, you'd hear rumors about, like, seeing them, like, come out of, like, the gym locker room over lunch periods. And
now that I'm older, I'm like, I didn't think about this until just now. It's so, like, since middle school, it never really registered with me, but now I, like, understand it so completely.
Yeah.
At 6:40 in the morning.
So. Did it just never hit you what was happening?
I mean, it did, but, like, never, like, I just never processed it that much. Like, I never thought about it. So, like, I haven't thought about it since, like, eighth grade.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because then it was just a rumor. Like, right. When we were there, it was right after we, it was a couple years after we left that, like, they got married, and we were just like, oh. Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Great.
Now that you probably had enough of our gym teacher, music teacher stories, let's play a song called Colorado by the Flying Burrito Brothers.
I picked this one because, I mean, like, the title is pretty obvious, but also the band is called the Flying Burrito Brothers.
Yeah.
Which is just
not
amazing.
Call beneath. I got the breath of her last cigarette on my teeth. And she's an actress, but she ain't got no need. She's got money from her parents in a trust fund back east. Tongues always pressed to your cheeks, while my tongue is on the inside of some other girl's teeth. You tell your boyfriend, if he says he's got beef, that I'm a vegetarian and I ain't fucking scared of him.
She wants to touch me, woo. She wants to love me, woo. She'll never leave me, woo.
Hello? Sorry to the world that can hear this right now. We have a call-in, and I can't figure out how to turn it on.
Should we play another song?
Yeah, we're going to play another song.
Yeah.
That was really sad. Hey, Justin, you should call again.
This is White Winter Hymnal by the Beatles.
Great.
from falling in the snow. And I turn around and there you go. And Michael, you would fall and turn the white snow red as strawberries in summertime.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes! Pause the music.
Hello.
Hi, so we have to tell you that you're on the air right now.
Oh, that's cool. This took forever.
Sorry.
Sorry, we couldn't find the button.
Oh, hi, Justin.
So, to the rest of the world, this is Paul and Justin, roommates at CU Boulder, and our friends. You should, hey, can you turn the mute off where you're playing it from? Because we're getting...
Wait, is Allison there?
Yeah.
Hi. Oh, hi, Allison.
Hi.
Oh,
hello?
There. Sorry.
It's a small world. It is a small world.
Such a small world.
It's 4 o'clock, Justin.
Yeah, why are you guys awake right now? You should be asleep.
We were writing papers. Yeah.
Writing papers.
Yeah, there's only a 3-page paper. That's just like 3 hours. It's kind of sad. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What are your papers about?
It's about implicit bias.
Oh,
and
that's
how I'm implicitly biased towards straight people. Gay people, not gay people. It's very interesting.
What class is that for, Paul?
The ethnic living and learning
class. It's a leadership class. That sucks big. that is not very good. I don't like it. We agreed not to use any profanic words, so we are abstaining.
Okay.
What? No.
You guys should go to bed.
Okay.
That'd be a healthy life choice.
Do you not like us? Are we not entertaining?
Yes. Are you not entertained, Megan?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Driving always
on the way to work, you're like just hearing two shitter. two random guys just talking. You're gonna be like, wow, why aren't you listening to music? So, yeah, I think you go.
Okay.
All right, it was nice catching up with you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you for the experience.
Good luck with your papers.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Go Jumbo.
Go Bows.
Go Bows.
Go Bubs.
Machumbo.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
question now. Cause hopelessly, the hopeless we have so much to feel good about. There's to complain about.
All right, that was the Good Life, or Good Life by One Republic.
Another Colorado-based band.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And before that was Fleet Foxes, White Winter Hymnal, and I'm not sure when we stopped, like when the last song we explained was.
Well, before that was us trying to figure out how to work the call-ins.
Which we figured out.
Shout out to Paul and Justin for calling in.
And being awake at 4 a.m. Colorado time.
Yeah.
Also, shout out to everyone who pronounces the name of our state properly.
Yeah, Colorado.
Not Colorado. All these stinking East Coasters stress me out and make fun of me for pronouncing my own state's name
as Colorado. But Frank Ocean says Colorado, so final verdict.
Also, everyone in Colorado says Colorado, except for Kira, who says it wrong, and she's from there, and I don't understand it.
Also, shout out to the, like, 5 or 6 people that listened to our show today.
I think we were up to 9.
9 people.
Nope, down to 6. We were at 9. Well, no, we're down to 4.
Oh, sweet. Shout out to everyone.
Well, thanks to those 4 people.
Yeah.
Yeah, just shout out to the world. Yeah. Everyone deserves a shout out.
Everyone does kind of deserve a shout out.
So, White Winter Hymnal is about winter, which is a season that is a big deal in Colorado.
what's it about?
White Winter.
Whoa.
It's a hymnal. And 303 is also a Colorado band. And before that was the Flying Burrito. Wait, we talked about that.
Yeah. Yep.
Which is the best band name I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Yeah,
but anyways.
Yeah, we are about out of time, and so we're going to play one last song that is actually not really about Colorado, but references Colorado, so...
But this is Rocky Mountain Jam.
Yep.
You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Signing off with New York State of Mind by Billy Joel.
Some folks like to get away.